All right, good afternoon, Payas Jazzman 2. This is Tom Zinninger. Going to give you guys some comments on your performance today. Sounds like some interesting repertoire. I haven't heard some of these pieces in a while, so I'm looking forward to that. Good luck on your performance. Looking forward to it. Yeah, nice, exciting opening. Just make sure time-wise that the horns don't pull ahead of a rhythm section at all. I feel like drums are kind of really holding it down in a very solid way, but just make sure trumpets, saxes, you guys are putting maximum effort into, like, you almost have to listen through the ensemble, point your ear right at the drums, right at the cymbals or the hi-hat or whatever's keeping the best time, and lock it right in with that. Nice short, snappy articulations. It fits this style very well. Good job. Appreciate the use of sousaphone for the bass here. Sounds like sousaphone is doing an excellent job. Every once in a while, there's a little bit of a time thing. I think it's the sousa being a tiny bit later than where drums are. And obviously, you know, there can be small response issues that can cause that to happen. I know sometimes on a tuba-like instrument, you have to push out the articulations just a tiny bit faster than you normally would. It's not as quick of a responding instrument as like a bass guitar might be. So, got to compensate for that a little bit. Doing a pretty good job. A few little ensemble issues in the saxophones there. Just make sure we're not rushing. With this drum groove in general, I think it would help quite a bit more to have a left foot hi-hat going the whole time. Chuck, 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 chuck. Because I know as a saxophone player sitting in a band, myself, I'm often listening through the band for that hi-hat, because that can cut sometimes more than the ride cymbal or especially other things like drums or snare or bass drum. You know, these are complex rhythms you guys are playing, so you're doing a great job with them overall. There's just these little things, but you guys are making great recoveries every time something does slightly go wrong. So good job there. But, you know, ideally, nothing will go wrong in the first place to have to even recover from. So, keep the good work. Interested to see where your program is going next. Since I've heard some Chuck Mangione, I'll always love this tune. Again, we have the tuba just a tiny bit behind where the ride cymbal is laying down the time. And drums in general, I think, you know, could be a tiny bit more solid just on their own. Again, that's the heartbeat of everything. Listen for a balance across the saxophone section. I hear a lot of lead alto. I don't know if it's just the way the mics are picking up the group right now, but I'm not hearing the rest of the saxes hardly at all. We need some more tenor sax in this section to balance that trumpet. Basically, nice rule of thumb, whenever you have lines that are in octaves, the lower octave should always be a little louder than the upper octave. Nice job on these rapid tonguing passages in this piece. There's a few little inconsistencies in note length in the trumpets I could hear, but you guys are doing a good job for the most part. Trumpet solos, nice tone. Let's make sure that our intonation is not slightly flat is what I'm hearing. Some vibrato to warm up that sound would help mask any little issue like that. Got lead trumpet, nice job here. In general, I feel like I'm not hearing trombone that much in general. So, guys, make sure the bells are out of the stands. I think that's maybe part of the issue. We're not projecting up over those stands, so you can make sure you angle your stands properly. I think I see a couple people that maybe have that, but make sure we're all like that, because definitely want to hear that trombone section. I'm sure you guys sound amazing. Interesting opening here. Love all these contrapuntal parts kind of moving in and out of each other. Just one thought I have on stylistic variety. It would be nice by this time in the program if you hear some swing stuff. Maybe this tune will move into swing. I don't know this arrangement of it, but I know Star Eyes is sometimes has a swing section, especially in the bridge. But I feel like we've been in straight eighth land for a long time at this point. Nice Star Trek quote there. That was interesting. Again, saxes are quite a bit ahead of drums and some of those licks there. Just lay back. You have to be more stubborn with those lines so that they don't push at all. Yeah, trumpets, you guys are really pushing the volume there. Good stuff. Yeah, so again, back on the style thing, I feel like not only have we had a lot of straight A things, but they've all been like pop music or rock adjacent. If we're gonna stay in straight A lane, I'd also want to hear some other jazz styles, bossa nova, some samba or salsa or just something like that would be cool. Maybe even some straight up funk might be fun. Just mostly to expose the kids to other styles and to challenge their playing characteristics and the techniques they have to work on. Trumpets are very, very strong right here. You guys are almost overbalancing the other sections a bit, so just something to pay attention to. A few little intonation issues in trumpets right there. Again, sax is rushing. Just lay it back. So the drums is giving everyone that subdivision. So if everyone could just practice for a while locking right into the drummer's right hand, the ride cymbal stuff is playing pretty much exactly the same rhythms as the rest of the band. All right. Cool. Definitely a little bit too much on the top trumpet there at the end, especially considering what chord tone it was and all that kind of stuff. I definitely don't need that much third of a chord up in that range. But very nice job overall. I appreciate the big sounds that we're getting. As I said, just my main thing is love to hear a little more stylistic variety out of this group. I think this group could definitely handle it. I'll just throw a medium swing chart, something from the Count Basie tradition, something like that. I think they could handle it. They would really learn a lot and be challenged with that kind of thing. But with the rep you guys presented, very nice job today. Just watch a few little rushing things, especially in saxes, but sometimes in the whole group. Pay attention a little bit more to locking into the drums all the time, 100% of the time. I tell my bands, never, ever, ever should a horn player play ahead of the drums. But you guys are on your way. Appreciate, again, bringing three bands to the festival. Look forward to hearing your number one band in a second. But great performance, Jazz 2. Good luck, and I hope to hear the band again. Thanks a lot.